Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. I am Sui, I'm here with Fred, I'm here with Flax. What were we saying before the cameras turned on?
Boys, I'm Hectic Fred, this is Sui.
Yeah.
And this is in last place right here.
First of all, before we get started, I know this is a rugby league show, but campeones, brother, we won the league, 20th time, Manchester United... You're just in the past now, the most successful English club, period. We don't want to speak about facts or nothing. This is just straight to your head, bro. And I can't believe it. And I'm just going to do one thing before we start. Yeah, club, la, 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 la. Brother, I was awake at 4:30 in the morning, cuz. Tears in my eyes, wallah. You know what? I hope you win the league one day, very soon. Because I want you, it's like...
Go West End.
When you won that trophy, we're speaking a bit of football right now, but when you won that trophy quickly... Were you emotional or nah? Or
I was. It was a little trophy, so I was fucking stoked.
No, it's not little.
I didn't cry.
Okay, but you were like.
But like, if it was like the FA Cup.
But you'd never thought you'd see that your players carry a trophy in those colours, cuz.
Nah, I definitely did.
No, you always thought Bruno's going, this guy's going.
No, I think.
Anthony Gordon's going to go to you, Sui.
Yeah.
Fucking, we're going to lose because Nunes came on in the last few minutes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you always have this doubt. That's true. And that's because you're a supporter. That's what happens when you're a supporter.
We won that against the odds, bro.
And you won it against the champions of England.
Yeah, that so we couldn't beat you for fucking 10 years.
And you beat us in the
fall. And then that was on
the best
10 years after we beat you. That's how we beat you. I'll
take it. The 3 points, guys. You get that trophy.
But no, for me, it's like, dude, if we get top four, that's like winning the league. But not as emotional, but...
Imagine, I can imagine.
Like, dude, I was watching my team in the championship, bro. Like, this fucking... I'm on cloud nine right now.
You win a trophy, unbelievable, bro. Yeah. But, so shout out to Liverpool, man. That's my team. I'm probably going to try to do a football episode sometime this week because I just need to... We need to speak a lot of football. We need to let it all out. But let's get into rugby league. First things first. This is a topic I don't really want to talk about, but let's dive into it a little bit. The Perth Bears, it's been announced that the Perth Bears are going to be a team, I'm guessing. They're going to be something. I have no say on this, to be honest. Well, I'll be completely honest with you. Before introducing another team, I think they need to just fix the actual game up. Yeah. And the next topic is what the actual game up is about. But give me your 2 cents, boys, quickly.
Yeah, like, I think it would have been perfect if there was no PNG team and this was the 18th team. I think it just makes way more sense. And Perth definitely deserve an NRL club, I think. And it's a good city. And the people...
Flax's favourite city, bro.
The people love
Perth, man.
Yeah, because there's no Lebos around.
Don't have to deal with these two.
Bloody racist.
Racism, that's why Flax likes Perth. But I think 19 teams, now there has to be a 20th team. I think it should be another New Zealand team, to be honest. But
that'll be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. And then I think you can maybe set up like conferences, if that's the case. Because you'll have a lot more teams up north. And then we've got like Perth would probably be part... of maybe our conference or maybe their conference. I don't know, dude. Like,
so more like NBA style?
Yeah, like, because 20 teams, you don't want the game to go for the whole year, right? And you got to give the players a proper off-season. And I think it will definitely reduce... The reason why it's so good what the NBA does is you're versing the teams in your half of the country a lot more than the teams in the other half of the country. So, but I think 18 teams was the perfect number. I think if we go to 20, which is looking like we will... we're going to see, like, some really bad teams in the NRL. Like, that, like this competitive league that we've got right now where there's 17 good teams. I don't think there's a bad team in the NRL right now. There's no bad team
everyone
in the NRL.
Can be anyone can beat anyone.
The worst, yeah, anyone can beat anyone except Newcastle because you need a score to be able to win. And they have all of his star power. And then poor Dan, bro. Dan is, like,
still running.
He's, like, 52 kilos now, that bloke. He's losing a kilo. He's losing a kilo every 3 seconds.
Forrest Gump's getting a bit shaky.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. He's just, I like running. I just kept running. New Zealand. Newcastle right now just cannot score. And you can't win if you don't score. Michael Owen's shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. You remember that?
Yeah, but. Look, if there was ever going to be an expansion team, it had to be Perth. So I'm glad that the Bears are coming back. Come on, man. The Bears are like have an actual.
But are they originally? They're not from Perth originally, yeah?
No, North Sydney.
No, not Sydney Bears.
Bro, they have a massive fan base.
I was going
to
say,
I saw, when you go to Magic Round, I swear to you, I saw more North Sydney Bears shirts than fucking Roosters jerseys.
Wow.
So
and you'll see a lot more this year.
Their heritage, bro.
Yeah, and the jerseys are sick.
Yeah, they're
crazy. And honestly, they had a massive like history, man. Like, and
they're one of the founding clubs, were they?
I can't remember that. One of the
originals. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the OGs.
Wonder what happened, bro.
They merged with Manly, and then Manly killed them.
Killed them. Manly's like sacked.
But weren't they in like Reggie's? Like, aren't they?
They're still there.
The Sea Eagles feeder club. Eagle defeated.
No, no,
doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I thought they were Roosters feeder club at one point.
No, weren't they? Weren't they? No, I remember.
No, because Dinosaur, did he play for the Bears or did he play against the Bears? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, he must have made his debut against them.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Suwali'i and Reggie's. I just remember that. But, to be honest, I haven't been keeping up with Reggie's as much as I used to. I think since I started making content, I haven't been following it, dude. So, but before that, that's all I really had to look forward to. It was the dog sucked. Our reserve grade team was hectic.
Let's go there.
Yeah, for me, I think Perth Bears, it's good. It's good. You know, I'm sick of the one bye every round. Like, I think it's going to ruin it when we get PNG because we're going to have an odd team again. But you're right. I think 18 teams is a perfect balance. I'm not a fan of conference style things because like that means you'll never get a grand final like Penrith Power. That will never be a grand final. It will always be because
they'll knock each other
they'll
out.
Be on the same conference. You'll get like a Eastern Conference final, whatever we call it. But
yeah, there's rivalry games that you'll miss.
Yeah, there's rivalry games. There's rivalry grand finals. You will never get a South Roosters grand final.
That's assuming
you get conferences. That's what.
Well, that's assuming you actually put the finals in as conferences.
Yeah, but
instead of just the 10 best teams.
But it'll be good because I think if you're adding a Perth team, you're probably going to put them in the 6 p.m. spot for Sunday. Yeah. They'll always get the Sunday 6 p.m. spot, and it'll be good. You'll get an extra game on Sunday. It'll be. Like, or maybe a Monday game, you never know.
No, I think you're going to get two extra games.
No.
Yeah, because if there's 20,
there's 10 games.
I'm talking just
about accounting the 18 for the 18-19 team.
18-19. Yeah. While we don't have
if it's 19, someone's getting a bye. Yeah. If it's 18, there's going to be buys like how it was when they're 16.
Yeah.
But
every week.
I have a bit of a hot take. I think, obviously, they can start signing players from November 1. Wow, what are the odds? I've heard that Brad Arthur's gone.
He'd be perfect.
But I've heard the potential of Lockie Galvin potentially going there. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. I reckon Matty Burton will probably end up going.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling that he'd be a player that a team would love to start there.
Don't start this manifesting negativity, bro.
No, I really, and look, man, he's only on 750.
You lose one game and he goes down.
No. He'll get more. He's on 750, man. That's assuming we're actually gonna bump him up with Mitchell Woods coming through.
We're definitely gonna bump him
up. But I would love to see that, and I think they will. But you never know with rugby league, man. Matt is off contract 27.
My pookie, but don't talk about my pookie. End of 26. He'll be alright. Gus School's not letting him go.
No, that's the year after I looked.
We did big...
Look at Zero Tackle, I swear.
Bro, we put so much strings to get him.
Because I think we had this conversation before, and I looked, and it's 27.
Do you reckon Sexton ends up there, potentially?
Nah, Sexton's probably going to get locked up now as well, now that we're out of the Galvin race. Honestly, I really just wanted Jamal, eh?
Fogarty?
Yeah, part of me really would have... Part of me would have been alright with that.
Him and Burton would have been fucking kicking.
Fuck!
Monsters,
imagine bro. That, dude. Like,
you're not getting a rest. Well, if you're a fullback, well,
I'm just looking at that. I watched Jamal play, and I'm like this weekend. I'm like, my goodness, dude. Like that second half,
that was a crack of a game, bro.
Well, that was mad. I didn't watch it like all live, but I watched it now. Like I watched it last night, and dude, like what a game that was. Because I'm like, even you saw because I messaged a chat at halftime. That's what I was watching. I'm like.
That's actually good.
Because I like being proven wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about these Dolphins, and then next I realize minute. I'm never wrong.
Boys, we'll get into the games very soon. Just some hot topics now. The one that's blowing up, going crazy. It's awful, and I don't even have the energy anymore. Like Andrew Johns,
I do.
Yeah, I do as well because I like to rant about this stuff because. I don't know. It's. I feel like it's the only way I can express myself.
Can I just say one thing? I think no one has more energy than me when it comes to telling off these fucking referees. And I think I'm becoming the voice of the people.
You are. Right? No. You're not becoming. You are the voice.
I think I may be.
Stop this humble stuff.
I made like 5 videos on the refs the last 2 weeks. And then now they're changing the crackdown. And this is the first time ever. All right. Last night's video, I... I posted on Instagram, and usually straight away they get flagged from the NRL. The referee video got flagged 30 seconds in, right? And it was 3 minutes long. Me, Jinning, 18 sin bins in 1 week. The first time ever, cuz I got it, cuz usually you appeal it and then it goes into the inbox, yeah. But it was still reposts. This time it went after 1 day. They responded to the appeal one day and they accepted it.
Oh, no way.
And I'm like, dude, they think I'm right. And everybody now, like,
even Zuckerberg wants to watch proper rugby league. Yeah,
dude, yeah, like, so it's
It's pretty awful, bro.
It's awful for everybody.
So let's read the stats quickly. This weekend we had 18 sin bins. Correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, right? 18 sin bins. Now, what was the stat from
in 2016, that whole season, they only had 16 or 17 sin bins in the whole season.
Whole season. 24, 25, 26 rounds plus finals footy, right? Now, to hear that, it just makes you think, like, what the hell could happen, bro? But, wallah, I became so numb to sin bins that when we had the 2-3 sin bins, I was like, yeah, like, I forget how bad sin bins are because it happens so often now. And, like, it can't keep going on, bro. And I seen Andrew Johns walk out of commentary, apparently. He walked out of commentary after, like, with 20 minutes to go for the Raiders, I think it was the Tigers game. And I don't blame him.
That was
shocking.
No, not shocking. I think that is the worst sin bin I have ever seen in my whole life. Never in my life.
Softest sin bin?
That is the worst. Softest. Yeah. He didn't do anything. He hugged Fanua Blake. He hugged Oregon Kafusi.
Yeah,
It was a big guy.
If I was a player, bro,
I think it was Oregon.
I'm getting the whole team off the
Portland, Oregon, Kafusi.
There was enough sin bins this week to create a team.
A good team too.
A team. No.
All that we were missing is a hooker.
Who would you play hooker?
Like, it's if a guy.
Let's do the XI sin bin XI.
Bradley by default.
Yeah, put Bradley in there, bro. No, but like, bro, it's actually
a joke.
Well, like, it's a joke, and it takes away from the game. Like, we don't want to. Like, I'm not even interested as much anymore because of this shit.
And while I think that it's the inconsistency again, like Matt, they went back a whole set for Taukeiaho, like two sets nearly for Old Mate yesterday, for Noah Pole, and then they didn't go back for Matt Burton's one, which was 50 times worse than the ones that got binned on the
week. We're Doggies fans.
You know what they did?
Running underneath all of the four
legs. They went really hard on the sin bins on one game, and then they got so much backlash. They're like, oh, this next game, we're going to take it back. So the stuff that was getting sin bin for the last game wasn't getting sin bin for this game. And then everyone was like, oh, where's the consistency? And they're like, oh, let's do it again.
Halfway through the round.
It's the season 5 League of Legends juggernaut patch. All right? It's you don't make changes in the middle of a season.
You can't break the table, bro.
Cuz, how can the dumbest fucking game company in the whole world learn from that? And then we've been doing these mid-season rule changes for the last 10 years, and they amounted to fuck all.
And not only you're doing
it just
that,
makes them look stupid.
I don't know why.
You're not only doing that, like, just in general, but you're doing it the week before Magic Round. So all these big star players are not going to play because they're going to be out for a week or two.
I'm flying all the way up to watch fucking Matt Burton play, and I don't get to watch him.
Hey, it was actually Hazelton who got hit.
I was a big bopper.
Bro, I don't know why, like you said, halfway through the season or whatever, 5 rounds in, I want to know, like, if someone has been impacted by a tackle bad, you know, like we had the Alex McKinnon situation, which was very bad, and then they cracked down on things. All right, I get it, you know, to make a sudden rational change, but to just do it like that, like, it doesn't make sense, cuz voila. And if any, what burns me the most, like you said, when they go back to it.
Like, that's what burns everyone.
Let's go back to it. What do you mean, cuz? Play the game.
They said today they're only going back if it's a send-off.
Yeah, and that's why it should have been.
That's voila, fair
enough.
From
the beginning.
Because if something is a send-off, there's no way you're going to miss it.
Exactly, that's what
Joey said. How many send-offs are we getting for Magic Round? Because that's going to be the weekly thing.
Send-offs or sin-offs?
Send-offs. Because if they're only going to do it for send-offs, I can see at least 2 send-offs.
No, bro. You have to be bad for a send-off.
No, I agree with him. I agree with him. Because you know what? They're going to say a swinging arm is a bad thing.
Swinging
arm is normal. Like in rugby league, if you're tackling someone, you're not thinking about the speed and the freaking kilometers per degree Celsius, your hand's going to swing. You're just going to swing your arm and tackle the bloke, bro.
You know what the weird thing was, bro? And it's like, I don't understand what... So every single head-high sin bin this week was moderate force. Moderate force, no mitigating circumstances. In my opinion, moderate force is still a penalty and no sin bin.
Yeah, penalize it.
Like, the way I think it should be, and this is why I've always been like, go revert back to 2012 patch, 2012 rules. I'm saying patch. But revert back to 2012 rules where the shoulder charge is there, where you maybe take away the drop tackles and the cannonballs and the chicken wings, whatever.
All the bad shit.
We've had so many crackdowns that I don't even know how which was when, you know.
Fucking space but ball.
Bring back the shoulder charge, okay? Everything like that, right? Because I think the game needs a shoulder charge. But if you hit some guy hard with your shoulder,
you sent off.
Voila, and it's six weeks.
Yeah, no
I'm
problem.
Telling you they'll get it right.
Yeah, of course.
But that Sorensen hit on Nathan Brown should never, ever, ever, ever be a bloody sin bin or a penalty. I think it should be legal because I don't think the shoulder charge was the problem. It was all because they got scared after Greg Inglis nearly sent Dean Young to Dean Old in one day, in one hit.
That was a fucking hectic hit.
All right, yeah. But it's all Greg Inglis's fault, bro. I miss when you used to see Josh Reynolds and Chris Sandow come out of the line and nick people.
Boom!
You know what I mean? And they need that in the game because defense is fucking boring unless you're like watching the Dogs aside from this week. And I think they really need to make defense fun. Go back to 2012, bring back the shoulder charge. But if you hit someone high, very bad. But I think low force should be just penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Moderate force should be penalty and on report. Then when you're looking at high force, you're looking at sin bin send-offs, depending on how bad
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, something with
and
like
I think if it's high force and the guy, if he was this much to the right, wouldn't have hit him.
That's different.
I think that should be maybe right. A sin bin, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, just sit like...
But if you're like, if you clock someone like properly with intent and they're gone...
Of course.
That's a send-off.
Nobody's going to complain about anything like that, bro. We're never, even as fans, we'll be more angry at our player than at the ref. Like, we won't even think about the ref in that situation. We'll just be like, bro, you stupid. What's wrong with you? You lost your head. You're saying red, like, tupanua. You know what I mean? But I don't understand. And they don't understand. And I don't know what it's going to take for them to finally understand and listen. Because if we're just consumers, guys. Yeah. We just watch, right? We're big fans, whatever. But at the end of the day, we just watch footy every single week. We've been watching it for so long since we were little kids. We're accustomed to something. And now you want to change things in an instant. It doesn't make sense. And it doesn't even, like... It's not even a good change, bro. Like, the game gets worse. You get blowouts. You get more tries scored. Bro, against us, Crichton was out of the line. We'll talk about the Bulldogs game, but Crichton was out of the line so many times, right? And Simbin, whatever. And then Reynolds just kicks and nobody's there. Like, two times. Nobody's there because everyone's pushed out. Everyone's tackling. Everyone's covering for their man. It just, for me, if you want the game to be competitive, like, there's so much things that can do. Wallah, that can make the game better. And, like, it's not on this topic, but even like the marketing perspective, when we did Vegas, even that they didn't know how to do properly. So like, and now they want to bring in another team. It's what kills my life. Why are you going to bring in another team if you can't even just fix your simple shit and clean your backyard before it's you like, fucking buy the next door neighbors?
It's sort of all political. It's like the housing prices are the way they are and they just keep letting more people and more and more people in. Like, fix your shit here first.
Fix your shit here.
So then they can come to a good country. See, you know what I mean?
For me, what burns me is the fact that, like, I would give the refs a benefit of the doubt because they're only getting told what to do.
It's not
but
their fault.
But then, on the other hand, they're not using common sense either. Like, the bunker calls.
I've never seen a ref challenge a bunker, ever. I've never seen the ref say...
No, Grant Atkins does.
He
does all the time, to be honest.
I never see it.
I see him, like, full having conversations. Like,
yeah, but, if they're going to... Oh, this is him. No, it shouldn't be this, mate. There's no more... I feel like the refs... And you can blame the refs as much as you want, but even them, like you said, it's not their fault, bro.
It's not their fault, but it is, because they're not using common sense. Like, yeah, you have to follow a bit of rules, but use your common sense. Don't take a play two plays back.
But that's
to
not
call
the
a
ref. That's the
just
bunker.
Just put them on report. That's what I'm saying. They're still not using common sense. Just put it on report, move on. And what burns me as well is the players. The players are now getting taught this to milk it.
Look at Ronaldo yesterday.
If you go down and you're acting like an injury, you should be off for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you should be off for five minutes
because you're milking.
Yellow card the player.
This independent
5 minutes.
This independent doctor's got to call up and go, okay, you were down for few minutes. You have to, or if there's a penalty, then you have to go off
even
for 5 minutes just for a HIA.
Even the independent doctor shit, right? Like, I don't know. Sometimes they just let it play on and let the guy die. You know what I mean? Let's assess him and then wait for him to die and then we'll tell him to come off the field. And then sometimes they just take him straight off.
Yeah.
Like, take the guy off. Take the guy off. Like if you think it's bad as an independent doctor, you don't need 40 seconds.
Yeah.
But it's stupid because the teams should just take him off. Like, Jerome, the team really should have just taken him off straight
but
away.
They give him a false sense of hope that he can keep playing.
That's what I mean. You know why? What if he next? Because what if the next year he gets hit in his head and that causes him to just to pass away or something bad happens? What do you do? So if you think something needs to happen, get it done. I don't understand, bro. But yeah, boys, so on average we had... So 18 Simmons this week, on average 2.25 a game.
Yeah.
You know how crazy
can
that
I say,
is?
Can I ask a question to you boys? How do we feel about... If they're going to keep sin-binning cunts like this, like, it needs to be 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah, you can't have 10 minutes.
Well, like, you can't... Like,
you can't have 10 minutes.
Well, we got 3 sin-bins. We had nearly half the game with 12 men.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30, half an hour, bro.
Yeah, half an hour of an 80-minute game.
That's half of the fucking game.
Like, dude, 5 minutes. Then at least it's like, cuz, you're blowing it for every little thing, especially when the player can't even control it. Like, Montoya is literally, it's a knee-jerk reaction.
Like, Sorensen is a great example. What can he do other than be in the middle? He's got two big blokes right beside him.
No, but they said he didn't rap. But again,
He couldn't have.
You shouldn't even have to rap if you connect cleanly.
Yeah.
Rapping is bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know what rapping does.
Rapping is shit.
No, but
because we're not Eminem, lad.
Yeah, I was going
to say. Like, it's a tackle. Whether it's with your shoulder or your arm, it's a tackle. We grew up this way. We played that way for 100 years. No fucking problems.
And I don't know, bro.
Like 80, we're rapping, bro.
The game's gone very soft, bro.
I'm sick of it.
The game's
but
gone
every game is getting
way
soft.
Way too soft, bro. And like, I get it because they want to attract the kids and that, but... F them kids.
No, it's not that, dude.
Sorry, can you remind me what you told me you were addicted to when you were addicted to the contact as a kid when you watched it?
Cause
that's what the kids see it and go.
Yeah, I got nicked by 5 people the first run, and I was like, man, I missed this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Man, I came off. I was tired after the freaking national anthem. I came off. Like to the boys, man, I'm in heaven right now, bro. I miss being on the field. Then 5 minutes later,
nah, half an hour later.
It was. I did it like 15 minutes in, 20 minutes in.
Oh, you didn't go back out in the second
half? No, I went back. Yeah, I went back out
in the
first
half. You
didn't
play the second half and heard it in the second half. You heard it in the first half.
No, I heard it in the first half. Yeah,
I was going to say. Because I don't know why I remember the second half. Boys, anything else on this tragic stuff?
Yeah, just fucking listen to the fans, you dumb dogs.
Without the... one sec. Before what Andrew John said, cuz. Without fans, the game is nothing, wallah. Like, literally nothing. Like, you can go get all your TV rights and Channel 9 can pay this much money and you can get VB sponsors and that shit ad that pops up every time the one uses...
Yeah, like 80 bit of...
All right. You can do all of that. But if no one's watching it, who cares? Nobody cares.
No one to watch that piece of shit ad. Go whistle this, your AI ad dog. All right, wait, cuz, can we just say, when the GOAT speaks, everybody listens, mate. And thank God, mate, thank you, Andrew Johnson, for speaking up, mate. This is why you're the GOAT. All right, Jonathan Thurston only speaks up about Spencer Lenu. We got Andrew Johns, mate. Yeah, Andrew Johns
saving the game.
Andrew Johns speaking up about the referee calls, and there's no coincidence.
Do you reckon
that
he's gotten fined for it?
No, they responded. They responded by listening. They listen. But why does the GOAT need to speak for you to listen? Why don't you listen to the fans?
Wallah,
and that's what Andrew Johns was saying.
You know what kills me, Fred? Is they have access to all these players. We don't have access to Andrew Johns.
What did I say? 2 weeks. 2 weeks and the crackdown will be done.
Yep.
What are we in? Week two or week three?
Week two. Week three?
In week three, I
now,
think.
Now, this week coming up is 4 or 3.
I think this...
Okay.
Yeah, so you, 3 weeks.
You know what kills me, cuz? Is we don't have access to Trent Robinson and...
Ricky.
Andrew Johns and Ricky Stewart and all these legends of the game. We don't have access to them, cuz. All right? Andrew Abdo and Peter Vlendis has access to these people. Gus Gould, all these NRL greats.
They don't
greats.
Listen because they think Brother, they know more.
But, okay, but that's the problem. You've been
Andrew Abdo, I know more than all of you. Gus Gould, what do you know? Everything? Nah, I don't want to listen.
That's what I mean.
South African swear words. That's what he called Gus Gould.
That's what I mean, Fred. Voila, like, sit in a room and be like, listen, boys. Like, every year, sit in the room and be like, what do you think we should do? Make a community, make something where people that have actual sense, because you have all these coaches and all this accessibility, kills my life. And ask them, what do you think about this? And you'll get your answer then and there. You don't need to have 46,000 sin bins in a half to find out. And then Andrew Johns walking off commentary for Channel 9 to find out that he's frustrated about how shit this is and he's just voicing what the fans think. So that's our 3.5 cents.
I was just going to say, do you reckon Peter Vlandy's got hit as a kid? Like, in a game, and then he's like, no, I can't do this anymore.
Peter Vlandy,
he's good at making money.
Peter Vlandy's was hired by the mums. Mums.
Got the Karens.
He's good at making money, cuz. Make your money and leave the rugby league.
But this is the thing. Everyone says people.
No.
Everyone says he's good at making money. He could make so much more
if
money.
If he knew what he was doing. And listen, man, if he had a product that you could market and big hits sell, all right, he would make. They would make more money if they promoted an attacking brand.
This reminds me of like, why would we make trillions when we can make billions? Like, that's literally what he's thinking right now. It's so dumb.
Maybe they're scared of the American market, bro, because of the.
That's why. The NFL, it's because of the lawsuits.
Remember, Gus Gould said
they're scared of the lawsuits.
We might put Gus Gould under the bus. Remember, he said he's got like something fantasist or some doctor working on proving why HIAs and CT isn't like why we should just have big hits in rugby league. You remember that?
Listen, I was speaking to my physio who's making an app for tracking head knocks. Like, head knocks are going to happen in everything, but it's all about how you manage them and giving them the right amount of
treatment.
Dude. All right. If you get a head knock and you treat it the right way, you're not going to have those factors, or you're going to have a much lower chance of becoming like Radley and stuff, right? Where they've just had so many head knocks and they play through it their whole lives.
It doesn't bother them.
Because they don't get that time to
heal.
So I can't wait till something like that comes out. And it's just, they're still learning about it. But the NRL is just scared of a lawsuit. It's not for the mums and the grassroots footy and anything like that. They use it as an excuse, but the main reason is they're scared of the concussion lawsuit or the CTE lawsuit. That might come
someone can
one
make
day.
So much money off them with that, bro. And potentially
at the end of the day, but why is that? I don't even know why it doesn't make sense to me, dude. You are a player.
You're signed up for
you
it.
You choose because you love the sport and you know everything that is entailed. Can you imagine a boxer?
And it's your job.
Can you imagine a fucking boxer suing for CTE? Like, my brother, you know what you're getting yourself into. Nobody told you had to do this shit. Because it's not assault. You're choosing to be in the
imagine
ring.
Imagine Mike Tyson going, oh, he hit me in the head, I got CTE.
Yeah.
Sure.
Him in the head.
Come on, bro. It's like UFC combat. Nah, I got kneed in the head. If it's referee negligence, fair enough. Get sued for that. But the sport itself, nah.
Shouldn't it be in the contracts? It's been like, you know what you've signed up for.
But what we need fucking Habbo, bro. We need to ask him
to write up something.
We need to ask him if this is even like. Why are they scared?
They
know what they're getting themselves into. Make them sign a waiver or some shit.
I feel like when we have something that's so good, there's always going to be something to ruin it, and we're still going to love it because it's just our bread and butter, what we love to do.
As that video is, I'm addicted. I can't not stop watching it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm fucking addicted, and I can't quit. It sucks.
Fix this shit.
The best clip ever, Tyler One.
All right, boys, let's get into the Broncos and Bulldogs. Some sad news. Yeah, let's do a quick meow, 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 meow.
I swear to you, like, okay, no one in Australia's phone blew up more than mine when we were losing.
But the first try, I got a phone call.
But did you have to put it in the freezer to get your phone to cool down? It's just been that.
I'm lucky I have TikTok notifications on because it literally would have been, like, permanently vibrating. Pause.
You paused that, so you're good.
But I have them muted. But yeah, I think the amount of people that were writing meow, meow, meow and saying fraud watch, tick. I'm like, my brother, did you just not watch the most, the Dogs won't play a game that bad for the next 5 years.
I have never, ever, ever seen a half that bad in my whole life. And I've watched the Bulldogs in the mud. I've watched everything. I've never seen a actual 40 minutes. Everything go wrong.
Yeah.
Like every time Brisbane touched the ball, it didn't matter where they were. Voila, I thought they were going to score. And it happened most of the times, like 80% of the times. Right? Now, Preston is like, the game starts, we go out wide. I don't know why. I've never seen us. I don't know. Maybe we have done it, but I don't really pay attention. And it just. A little bit of loss of concentration.
One drop on, one knock on.
One knock on, and then bang, they're through like a, whatever the, short that ball, short ball.
Yeah.
And then.
What?
And then their second try.
Yeah, with the biggest man on the planet. Yeah. What did I say on my story before the game, bro? Besides the Tupanua, what a unit. It was Willison and Piacora. That's the best back row they've come out
better
with.
Better than Ricky and the other one.
All year.
You've been saying this for
by a while. Country mile.
You've been saying this.
And when I saw that, when I heard Ricky was missing the game, I'm like,
I'm scared.
Uh-oh. the doubt started to creep in because I'm like, I know Willison always scores against us. And I know Willison's a gun back. We'll be gun in a back row. And I know he's a Madge player. And Pierre Courier is a match player. Ricky and Gajewski, not match players. And cuz I'm telling you, if Rhys Walsh and Ricky and Gajewski were starting like they usually do, we probably might have won this game. Now, while I'm telling you, we could have. I don't think. Because with Rhys Walsh, because Cobber, I don't think the guy made an error all game. Rhys Walsh makes four errors a game right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, Walsh was in there. Yeah,
that's right. And then Pia Kura, Ricky and Gajewski, they're just not threatening at all. Pia Kura is more threatening than both of them. And Willison is more threatening than all three of them combined. And they want it. They're playing for their spot, dude. You know what I mean? That just. The Broncos are amazing. But we were also it was bad.
It was comically bad.
Like
man.
it was like there was someone that put a curse on us, cuz.
Yeah, it was that bad to the point you just didn't even believe it. It didn't affect you because this is not gonna happen.
What sent me was when it was the goal line dropout and it hit the ref, hit the trainer.
Let me tell you something, Walla. Yeah, that was the second half. Yeah,
that was the second half.
Right?
Was it?
Yeah. Okay, listen to this. Right. When I seen that. All my anger, all my sadness, wallah, it just died. It went. I was not sad anymore. I was like, how the hell am I, like God writes the script, right? How am I, like me now as a supporter, going to have hope that we're going to win when shit like that's happening? Nothing's going our way. Take it as a sign. God is telling me, there's no need to get emotionally upset and invest in this. Just calm down. And that's what I did, cuz. I'm like, it's all right. Second half comes out. I'm like, all right, boys, let's win the half. That's all I want. We did win the half.
It was a moral victory.
I just want to say, like, Broncos fans, you will remember that 58-0 flogging when you got nicked by Parramatta at Wankbest. the Wankbest at the time?
Wankbest.
This was our, just, you know, when everything went wrong so well. Ever. When everything went, we got wank vest and we got com wank. Okay, both of them. But this was like our equivalent of that because it was just a big game and it was just everything that could go wrong went wrong. That first half, cuz, how the hell did you not drop any of those kicks? How did you not screw up any of those 40-20 attempts? Like, Billy Walters was nicking us. Adam Reynolds.
I've never seen Billy Walters kick a 40-20 in my life.
Adam Reynolds nicked us to the point where he felt like he had to say sorry to me.
One sec. I've never, ever seen Adam Reynolds be that cocky, but he was so cocky in the game.
No,
he was. He was.
We were the cocky ones.
I was like, he got in our heads. Adam Reynolds, I love you, bro. Please don't be cocky.
Well, he was not cocky.
No, he got in our heads. He did get in our heads.
If anyone was cocky, it was us, bro.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, Critter's talking mad shit to Cobbo. And if anyone's allowed to talk shit, it's Critter, right? But he's talking mad shit to Cobbo when we're down 34-0. And I get it, right? He's alpha male mentality, trying to rile everyone up. But we were the cocky ones.
And we
came out to try and bash them, and it went all wrong. We're trying to play like we're a big team. We're not. We got our strength in numbers, and the Broncos knew that, right? So whenever we would commit big numbers to the middle, offload. Big numbers to track, offload, khala, see you later.
See you later.
Quick play the ball, spread it straight away. Like, they had a mad game plan, Madge.
Oh, yeah, Broncos were unbelievable.
And it's so good to get found out like this and to have our weaknesses be exploited this early into the season. Because I'm telling you, Serralda will make changes and adapt. And I'd love to see the next time we versus each other in like round 18 or something like that. Because, again, we're going to be better because we're getting found out now. And
a certain fullback will be playing against us.
Listen, Rhys Walsh is a gun player. I'm not saying that he's... But right now, he's in bad form. And you know what I mean? And he's not... The confidence isn't there. Whereas Cobbo had the perfect amount of confidence. He wanted to prove that he can play there because I think he wants to play fullback. And he said that. So
where would you put Rhys Walsh then if you put Cobb at fullback?
You don't. You put Rhys Walsh at fullback.
Probably at the nail salon.
You put him at fullback.
Wallah, I love Rhys Walsh.
It's the best fit for him to be fullback. Yeah. It really is. Like, you can't put him at six because the team has three people that can play in the halves.
Cobb? Oh, Walsh.
Walsh, yeah. You got to play Walsh at fullback because you can't play
anywhere else. I reckon Newcastle Knights should sign him as a seven or six.
For $2 million.
Yeah, get him at the Perth Bears.
Boys, listen, man. I think, like you said, it was good to get found out. It was very humbling.
Yeah.
Because, let's talk about that first half. Because we lost our heads, cuz. Like, while we were Tupanua, like Burton, Tupanua. A lot of the time, we were just doing crazy shit. I know Montoya's one wasn't a Simbin, but we lost our heads.
Well, that was because of Tupanua is the Tupanua reason why. Because it was just fun. Like, this is what we're talking about, comical. The knee penalty... Then we have the ball and he knees Fiokura in the head. Wale looked intentional, not going to lie.
It was bad.
He's running, but like, dude, this second one looked fucking bad.
It was bad. He should have been put in the bin for that.
So then this was the biggest ball don't lie moment ever. People were saying send off. No fucking way, send off.
Sin bin. What was the second one? Well, I forgot. There was that many instances.
This was the third one.
What was the third one?
So Tupanua is supposed to get sin bin.
Okay.
So you get he makes a bad tackle.
For the knee.
He makes a bad tackle first.
That's the first sin bin. Yeah, first. Oh, but this would have been if you got sin bin for the knee, it would have been the second time that he got sin bin. It would have been our third one. He does, but we have the ball and we're attacking and have momentum. Then he knees Piukura in the head and doesn't get sin bin. Everyone's like, how the hell did he not get sin bin for that? Then what happens the very next play? They kick the ball off the penalty and then Montoya hits him in the head when Piukura gets knocked into him.
He falls into him too.
He gets knocked into him by kick out.
It is the softest penalty sin bin.
I'm sick of it.
But then he gets sin bin because they just got... He should have been sin bin and I was scared to sin bin him for the second time. So then they just said, hey, Montoya, like,
take you got to get the team.
There's been too many.
He's like, what?
There's been too much high contact, Marcelo. Go.
Nah, listen, man. Like,
it was too funny, dude.
It was too much.
But I was laughing my ass off.
Second half, I was in tears, like, in laughter. I was just having a laugh. Like, after the goal kick, whatever that, the penalty kick, the goal line dropout, I was like, wallah, it's done. There's no point of me getting emotional.
You know, when the laughter started when the Curran got sin bin after the second. Was it the second or the third try got sin bin? Yeah, yeah. So then, like the very first tackle after the second try, I'm like, all right, boys, they'll wake up now and he gets sin bin.
Boom.
But it was the one where Kikau charges the ball down and advances. Like he bounces right into the fucking Broncos player and then they fucking score like the next tackle. And I'm like, Huzz, like, what am I watching, dude?
What's Huzz? Yeah, what's
like,
a Huzz? What,
like, 80 of Huzz. Like, I just kept saying that over and over.
But it was like our magic, the luck or the area that got right for the first 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Had to be paid back to Carver.
It's like someone must have had a big multi and that was the
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, I think honestly, just point this out.
We just got rid of like 4 games worth of bad luck now.
Okay.
In one game.
Yeah, yeah, okay. What I want to tell you is Jared Sutton, he missed us last week. So the week before, he missed Good Friday.
He had
to do something, you know what I mean?
And he was
forget,
bad, but...
Forget the sin bins. The penalties were so bad because there were so many penalties. And there was the instance where it was Kikau, the guy got sin bin for hitting Kikau. Was that Stags?
Mariner
got sin bin. They both should have been sin binned. One bloke ran in with his shoulder, one bloke swung his arm. It was a 2-in-1 like sandwich.
I don't think it should have been both.
I think both of them. If you're going to sin bin one of them, they both should be sin bin. And then there was a spear tackle on Montoya. We're like...
Come on, bro. What are you doing?
That was bad. Well, that's not me. Because they did the other one, didn't they? Didn't they sin bin the other one after it? Or they penalised another one after it?
They penalised another one for
Stags.
Us.
What did Stags do?
Yeah, a similar thing, right?
Did he get sin bin?
He got it wrong. The first time he got it right. You're allowed to do that shit if you don't go beyond the horizontal and they land on their back. Those are textbook tackles,
if
man.
If Bulldogs do that shit, we fucking get sin bin.
Yeah,
I'm telling you from now.
That's
my point. Let's just be I love this contact.
Stags is a fucking gun. I can't wait to watch him live next week because I don't get to see Broncos play live very often.
Yeah.
So I'm going to relish the opportunity to watch him live, dude. Yeah, I know. Yeah. How good is that to see them lose in person?
Boys, they lost
last year as well, Magic Round.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
To the Waz with no
Can
one.
Can I just say the cherry on top was for me because I obviously copped a hot chip after we went down 13+ on the buzzer just to see the cherry on top where you had to meow your own team because of the try at the end, man.
That wasn't even the best meow. Man, I had to meow my team in person at fucking when we lost to Manly.
Oh, that's Chico.
And I had like 300 people around me like all watching me, all eyes on me because they knew if we lose, I got a meow meow, you know?
But just before we move on, can we just be glad that Jared Berea Hargraves isn't playing because he probably is in jail after this round.
If Tane, man, you know,
Tane Milne.
We missed Tane Milne, bro.
Tane Milne would have been head of security of the bank.
We might have actually got a send off.
Tane Milne would have actually spent more time in the sheds the last three weeks.
Bennett would have
been
on
the field.
Him if he was at the Rabbits.
Look, we got
far out. Tane Milne, wherever you are, I miss you, man.
Is that Super League?
I know.
He's loving it there, bro. Boys, these suspensions are going to hurt us, bro. Do you agree or not?
How many suspensions are
there? So we got Burden's
out for a week. Out for like six
five
to seven weeks.
Five. Yeah. No, Burden's, they all took early. We don't challenge. We just take early guilty pleas.
Yeah. Burden took a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man. They, fuck me, man. That one stings.
Sicily's 5 weeks and Curran's 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're all of those are losses because Sicily's someone that we bring off the bench to help us see red.
Yeah. Nah, and it hurts because Jack Todd's out for 10 weeks.
Yeah,
too.
As well. And Harry Hayes is back, mate.
Harry Hayes is back. This would have been a sick op because we've got a very young player coming through and he's played a couple of games now and he's done really well. Like, this would have been a massive opportunity for Jack Todd.
Jack Todd, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people might not know him, but, like, he scored against Newcastle. He's a real mad
footwork is unbelievable, bro.
He's a real big boy.
Yeah, his foot, like, his ability to turn, like, change quickly, it's like a centre.
Yeah, Hayes is really good at that too, dude. Like, the winding runs, like, that's what Hayes likes to do. Where his line is that he runs is very unpredictable a lot of the time, and he moves laterally really well.
It's hard to tackle him.
It's gonna be tough, but the thing is we won round one without Josh. We won a couple of weeks without Sotili.
Now we don't have any of them.
Yeah, now we don't have both, and they're gonna be big three losses them, because we don't have. Matt, look, come on, bro. The Titans get to verse us.
Burton, Curran, and Tupanua.
But I think the beautiful thing about this is it's a good test. Like, the guys that don't get big minutes finally get to have a run. Finally get to have a run. I'm waiting to see if Curtis Moran finally gets picked.
Yeah, where is Curtis Moran, man?
Because, dude. Yeah, because, I was speaking about it with somebody. I can't say who, but he's like, man, Curtis Moran is... Fuck, man, he wants to play so bad. And he trains so hard. He plays hard. But it's like he needs that extra 5 more minutes of
game time?
Of gas tank fitness.
Ah, okay. And so are they conditioning him to be like that?
Because our forwards are playing like proper 30-minute stints. Like, and 25, 30-minute stints of balls to the wall.
Go hard.
And Curtis isn't... He's around that 15, 20-minute mark more than he is that 25 mark. That extra 5 minutes... And because he's undersized as well, very small player in the middle.
Big heart.
But dude, if he gets a crack, I'm telling you, he's going to relish the opportunity because he's a psychopath.
Yeah,
bro.
He's
a
psychopath and he was like the shining light in our darkest days, bro. He's really the one that you looked at and you're like, oh, at least Moran's coming on, we're going to do something.
And I'm looking at guys like Jack Underhill. I really, really want to see him play. He's like Jack Todd. We re-signed them both on this, announced them at
Jacks,
the same
Jack
time.
Jack Squid.
The Jacks, bro.
The Jack Squid.
Well, I think he might debut. Because if he was going to go back to 5'8", and then they'll bring in Moran and Saluka Fifita.
Yeah.
Only has one spot left. I think they're going to give him to Underhill. I think without Todd, I think Underhill's up next.
Hot take. I think Mitch Woods is going to play very soon as well.
No, he's injured, isn't he?
Yes.
No, he's back.
He's back now, but like...
Bro, he's fucking. He's just out of high school, bro. Leave him alone.
I'm just letting you.
Maybe one game.
When I hear,
if you're gonna play him against anyone, it's gotta be. It's gonna be the Titans.
I'm telling you something now. This is just think. When I hear something, I gotta tell my people. You know what I mean? When I hear a little bit of, might be wrong. I don't know. Take it for a grain of salt. But we might see Mitch Woods very, very soon.
I don't know, man. But Bailey, the thing is we've already been pretty, like Bailey and Toby have played 3 games together now.
And they've looked good.
So the first game, they looked a bit
slow in attack.
They were growing into his position.
But the second game,
he's
very
becoming
good,
a man. And I think, man, I'm yeah, because he's hanging out with Lebs, bro. Hanging out with my
cousin.
He's
Irish, yeah? Is he Irish or Scottish?
He's dating one of my cousins.
There's got to be a...
He was at my family picnic, dude.
When? Who, Bailey?
Yeah, Bailey.
Tell him come past, bro.
No, I'm going to try, man.
Why are you going to try? Tell him come past. No, my cousin, brother.
I saw him at church at Allwood once as well, dude. So, Bailey's a Zalman now. And
He's a proper Zalman.
You know what? I'm watching him play. Like, cuz, we need to talk about one thing. We really haven't spoken about it. Like, dude, Reid Marnie got fucking hooked, bro. Hooked. And Bailey, and he kept Bailey on white because Bailey was playing well.
Then Reid Marnie comes back on and throws a forward pass. Yeah. And it just shows Ciro would have been losing it.
I don't think these Reid Marnie fucking shop around stuff
fake.
Was legit. But
now you're starting
I watched it and I've been watching Bailey the last few weeks and we've extended him another year on his contract. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, dude, he would be on like near minimum.
Cap space.
He would be on like near minimum and this kid can play. He can play, and I think he's our backup hooker right now. But if they did shop Reid Marnie around, and I love Reid, but if they did shop him around, I think we have a suitable replacement in
Bailey.
In Bailey, and I think with our hookers, dude, like the hooker position, that we have let some gems go. We've let like Damien Cook go for Michael Leisha. We obviously let Michael Innes go. Then he won a comp. Let go of Jeremy Marshall King because the guy kept tricking everybody. He would play good on his contract year, then he'd re-sign and
yeah, I remember that.
So then what did the Dolphins do? Just keep signing him to 1 or 2 year deals.
They figured that out, bro.
But I could definitely say, like, all right, now I can. The fact that he got hooked means there's stuff that Reed is doing that is pissing Serraldo off.
Yeah, because bro, he and missed a tackle. He missed a tackle for them to score. Like, I know it's not only him, but
we're leaving him on an island. Come on, man.
There's a lot of missed tackles.
But he
bro.
Does. Look, every hooker misses a lot of tackles because you leave them isolated. A lot of them are munchkins.
Are massive, yeah.
Munchkins, bro.
But you know listen, what I mean? I'm here. Like, I noticed that as well. And I didn't want to talk about it because I love Reed, bro.
I love him too.
We gave him a bit of stick when he first signed because he had a go at the fans. Remember, there was like a certain thing.
When 66-0.
Yeah, I get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's fine. At least he's showing some emotion. I didn't like it at the time. I said,
but he was captain as well. That was the sad thing. Yeah, they stripped him of that.
They stripped him of his captaincy.
Listen, I'm just saying there might be some validity if they are about these rumors, dude.
That's the first wallahi when he hooked him. The first thing that came to
that's
mind.
That's the first thing. I'm like, okay, maybe they're not bullshitting.
When he didn't bring him on back after like 15 minutes, you know, he's probably like, Reed's probably having a bad thing. Let me bring him on. He brought him in the last 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, and Bailey was doing pretty damn good, bro.
Pretty damn good, bro. So
hey, man,
something to keep your eye on, Bulldogs fans, because that could be something.
Do you reckon
man.
He goes to Perth?
Nah, I think he goes back to Para.
Reed's got 1 year after this. Dude.
I think he goes back to Para, so, bro. To be honest,
No, they've got a really gun.
Roosters? Yeah, Riley Smith is Riley like Smith. The Roosters. New Reed. Yeah.
Roosters.
Who no, they've got Reece have, Robson.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's who they
Cowboys.
Maybe Cowboys.
He's a Queenslander.
Yeah.
But the thing is, man, like, all right.
I don't
want
to shop him around.
I don't want to shop him around either, dude. The guy's in Origin.
We just signed him a job.
I would keep Reed, but I'm just saying, like, this store is going.
It could happen.
And he's a homegrown kid, bro. You know what I mean? And he gives, like Reed's knocking on the door for Queensland, the way he's been playing this year.
Especially
I don't want to let him go. But when he got hooked, like, if you get hooked like that, it means you're either having a super shocker, which he was, but he's also highlighting the fact that there's some frustration there. And when Serraldo said in the presser, well, Bailey was doing so good, I couldn't take him. I couldn't justify taking him off. Yeah, I think, man,
he does love Bailey, but, bro.
Nah, but why does he like Bailey? Because Bailey plays the game the right way.
No, I'm not saying he actually favours him. Yeah. He puts him on the bench, you know what I mean, to come on and play whatever it is. Instead of having four big boys.
Very versatile, dude. He's played hooker, lock, it's 5'8". And the thing is I think they see him as a lock long term. But now that they signed the kid from Dragons. Latu. Latu.
He's a prop, isn't he?
He's a lock, bro. He's a lock. Kid
he's
not
a big
normal.
Boy, 18. He's like that.
Well, he's shredded. Up. He looks like Critter.
Yeah, bro, he's such a big boy.
He's our future lock. So then,
what do you do?
You know, I'm looking at these moves and I'm seeing the future lineup take place. Bailey at 9. Man's going to retire in a couple of years, dude. This kid that we just signed will be 20, 21.
Be ready perfect to take
time perfect time to take over the reins, my bro. All right, maybe he takes over the reins earlier. Dude, he didn't bring Kurt Mann onto the second half. I was jinning.
Kurt Mann. And as soon as he came on, step, he made some
dude,
impact.
I don't understand why we're using this guy like he's a fucking valuable commodity. He is a valuable commodity, but he's not finite.
No, but I think Soraldo's game plan is to drain Salmon in defense. Is to like
drain. He was drained 10 minutes in.
No, I know, but the
fish wasn't swimming.
Because every Bulldog...
The fish wasn't swimming.
I want to answer a question a lot of the Bulldogs fans ask, bro. They're like, why don't we start? Kurt Mann is the best. I understand. But maybe Serraldo looks at it as a game plan to like... What I'm saying is he weathers the storm in the first 20 minutes. And then he's like...
He parks the bus. He says, I said this.
You did.
I said this. If you don't beat the Dogs in the first 20, you lose. Or very much, much higher chance of losing the game if you don't beat us in the first 20, because Kurt Mann will come on against tired forwards
and he's gonna and outwork you, bro. Wallah,
because this game was over at 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then
that was the difference. And he didn't bring. I would have brought Kurt Mann on at 25 minutes, but again,
he didn't want to hit the panic button, maybe, yeah. Which we should have hit the panic button.
No, but he brings him on at 25 minutes. I don't know why he waited to the second half. Like, we could have bagged mate one, maybe two cheap tries at the end of the first half. And then it's not looking too... It's not looking...
As bad as it was.
34-0 at halftime, cards. Zero on an egg on the scoreboard.
That's crazy.
That's making us June. Then we score the first three tries of the second half. Imagine instead of 34-16, it's 34-22. You know what I mean?
We got all our conversion. It was 34-18.
Yeah, okay. 34-18. Imagine that was 34-24. We bagged one.
It's a different
ball. Like Sharks yesterday. They bagged one at halftime.
And that it looked different.
Gives you momentum going into the Sheds big time.
Of course, bro.
Every time.
Yeah, every single time.
And yeah, then yeah, I just congratulations, that, Broncos. Yeah, obviously. They were amazing, every one of them.
Payne Haas, bro. Just quickly, cuz. Wallah, I've never
do
seen...
Do we even need to speak about it? I don't need everybody to speak about it, bro. Wallah, everybody already knows.
But he was
one.
On like a mission, cuz. He's on a mission every single week, bro. It's not normal. Yeah, I don't want to talk about refs anymore, wallah. It just does my head in. And I've been yelling about this fourth pass until in my fucking backyard under that tin roof. And it probably even longer. So I'm not going to think. I'm just going to give Payne Haas his flowers like I do. Like, man, this guy's taking my whole freaking garden, the whole freaking wholesale, everything. Because I don't know what more to say to you, because you're just unbelievable. And if Bulldogs could throw cash at anyone, it's Payne Haas.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm telling you, and I've been saying this for years. People are telling me you're crazy for wanting to give Payne Haas big money. I'm like, you don't understand. This guy can finish as the greatest of all time, bro. I've never seen a fucking prop move like that, be so quick. Now he's offloading. And what's next?
Yeah, or nah, there's... I'll make one comment. The gap of between him and the second best prop has now been moved like this.
I agree.
Because there's one guy on the Tigers that's like Payne Haas Jr.
He said it.
I mentioned this earlier.
He said it.
Joe said it. Joe said it, but when did I say it?
You said it a long time ago.
A long time ago, my bro. So yeah. Shout out to the Payne Haas and the Broncos playing wet weather, playing dry weather footy in the rain and barely missing a beat, dude. How good is that?
Unbelievable.
Because I said it was a mad game, because it was. I'm watching shit that was brilliant.
It was.
The way they played, it was brilliant, dude. Shout out to the Bronx.
Let's move on to the Dragons and the Roosters. The Roosters and the Dragons. Did Anzac Day clash.
Okay, did anybody think this wasn't going to happen?
Like, yeah. Listen.
Remember, we had this kind of discussion. Same movie.
We've seen this movie before.
Yeah. Did I say... I know I said the Roosters, but I don't know if I said the Roosters 13 plus.
As well.
Yeah, I said because...
I went Dragons.
The Dragons are a better team, but they see this fixture...
They don't like that. I thought the only reason I thought there might have been a change is because you have Gutho, and Gutho's just a different like mentality that the Dragons have never had.
Yeah.
So that's why
they didn't concede 56 this year.
That's why I had some level of belief that the Dragons would actually be able to do something, and I was quickly proven wrong.
This was the Sandon Smith legacy game.
Yes,
it really was.
This is what we're going to talk about, because we're not going to dive into too much.
My hooker and super coach.
Why didn't you tell me to get him, bro? You never helped me, bro.
Because you're against me.
No, I'm not.
Wait. You didn't get him at the start of the season?
What an idiot.
You're like the go-to cheapie.
Brother, nobody's come and told me this now. Everyone, we all sat outside with Savage, and we're like, oh, I got this guy. And I'm like,
no,
help me.
Half of that time was him yelling at Flax for shit.
I have a good team.
Hey, man. This is my first. I'm top 15% right now, dude. And I got 1360 and still lost this week.
Fuck,
in my
I got 12 something, bro. I done bad.
I had 1388.
You know what? I was going to get Teddy this week. I was going to get someone else.
My team is killing now.
Yeah, because Brandon Savage helped you. He's helped me too. That was a bit of a rough one, lad.
That hurts, bro. Anyway, boys, let's speak about Sandon Smith. Was unbelievable, bro. We bagged a double. And he was just on fire, cuz.
Yeah, everything was going right for him.
I watched the highlights. I really skimmed through the game.
That wasn't a dummy. That was a hezzy, bro. He acted like he was going to dummy. He just ran straight.
What the hell?
Gutherson. Gutherson was like...
What the hell, Bernard?
Well, like, Gutherson was overthinking hard, everything hard. Like, cuz, just go for the guy with the ball, my bro.
Quickly about the Dragons, who do we blame? It's always the question.
We know who they're blaming now. Yeah. Lock Cornelius, he's getting dropped.
Some players just aren't built for the occasion. Teddy. Teddy score his first try this week? of the season?
Yeah.
He did.
He was amazing too. He
looked at his super coach points.
Yeah.
130. Every week it's 70, stats, 80, 70, it's 80. Base stats. And you got to give Teddy his flowers because people read him off. And I know probably not going to be...
He's good. A jiddle, bro.
He's probably not going to be ready good for Origin anymore, but he's still got so much to offer the game, bro.
Well, I'd consider him for this year.
It's not a bad shout, to be honest.
Honestly, I don't...
Because you just know that he's going to give a 1 million 10%.
Yeah.
And his 1 million 10% is good enough for that arena.
Man, he's just... I feel like he's gotten better since the last couple of games he's played. I think he'll do a job if we pick him this year.
I don't know.
I see him in the team, I would prefer Dylan Edwards. And
I don't think Dylan
Edwards. And I probably would prefer Ryan Pappenhausen.
Yeah, so who do you pick for State of Origin Game 1's New South Wales fullback? Are you going Teddy? Are you going Pappenhausen? Are you going Dylan Edwards? Are you going Connor Tracy? Who are you going?
Don't pick Dylan.
I had to slip in.
I'm picking Dylan.
Don't pick Dylan.
Please. I'll pick Dylan Edwards.
Why don't you want Dylan?
Because I want my team to succeed. Don't
listen to him. I'm picking Dylan Edwards because he's bold and Kobe Bryant was bold. And he's cold.
You know what? Shout out to the Waz, by the way.
Michael Jordan was bold.
LeBron James is bold.
Yeah, he's bolding. but yeah, bold players get it done in the big games.
Bro, I think Dylan Edwards picking him is it's probably better for you, bro.
Who did it? Manly did the cruise. Manly. I thought it was Shout out to Manly.
No, I took someone else's edit, dude. Come on, bro. It was Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso. And I took it. But at least tag me. Come on. I think they found that edit style the same way that I found it. Because I looked at the sound that they used. And it was used for 50 other edits. So yeah. I'm like, they probably found it off Instagram.
And they'll just wait for the right
time. People were tagging me saying they should give me credit. I'm like, dude, they probably found it off someone else.
Yeah.
Even though that video did well with the Dylan Edwards.
Yeah.
Boys, you want to speak about the Wazoo? Do you anything else to say about the Roosters and Dragons?
No, it was just regular schedule.
And who
are
you picking for Origin? You're going Dylan Edwards?
Yeah.
You're going.
Honestly, Ryan Papenhuyzen doesn't have a crack. I'd like to see that. Look, Laurie Daly, you never know.
He's too small.
I think Dylan Edwards obviously is a great pick and is the number one pick. You can't change him. But as a Panthers fan, forget that shit.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking purely New South Wales, then take Dylan. But obviously, we're coming last. I don't know.
Forget. I'm telling you.
Who
take the bias out?
Who's been in better form this year? I don't think Dylan's been in the best form.
Yeah, but Dylan won last year, and he's the safest option.
Yeah, listen. Yeah.
You know what you're going to get from Dylan.
Fred, well, can I ask you this? Who's your halves pairing for this year?
Moses and Cleary.
Not Luai?
Nah.
Moses and Cleary. I love Jerome. Come on, bro.
Why would I go Luai?
And I G him up all the time.
If I got Moses and Cleary, both of them are fit. I need to see that work.
This is
game one, two, you're safe.
They threw this shit out the window when Queensland were good. They threw this 6 and 7 shit out the window. Just picked the best players available.
And it worked.
First the Kronk, Khalas.
And they're both unbelievable in their roles.
And I just can't see Moses and Cleary not working. I can't see a world where Moses at 6 and Cleary at 7 doesn't work. Moses played plenty of years at 6, dude. He has a great running game. And if he's your secondary kicking option, we literally have the two best kickers in the game.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. It's a fucking no-brainer. They're both good defensively. They both have a good running game. They both have an elite kicking game.
Both clutch.
And they're both clutch.
Unbelievably clutch.
Than Moses, but still. And this narrative that Cleary doesn't do it in Origin, I don't like.
Yeah, we've had this.
If his forward pack goes forward.
If Nathan's available, you pick Nathan. That's just the number one pick regardless of.
It's picking Cameron Smith for Queensland.
I hate I hate not picking Luai because when the fucking game was stuck and we waited 60 minutes for the first try.
He broke it open.
It was Jerome that broke it. Because when he runs, that's when he's the best.
That's his game.
But the thing I barely see him run in the Tigers jersey. I need him to play like Panthers Jerome Law if he's going to play in the Origin Arena.
Yeah, but if he wants to do that,
he's running and being aggressive. And I think he will, knowing he's got an experienced half next to him. You know what I mean? But again, with that logic, so will Moses if he's got an experienced half next to him. You know what I mean? So I think as much as I like Jerome, and if he gets picked, I'll have no problems. I should be happy, you know what I mean? I play League of Legends with the current Origin half, you know? Yeah. But I think it's got to be Moses and Cleary, dude. I just think it's the perfect fit.
Yeah.
One game. Give him one game.
I'll tell you my 3 cents before we move on to the Wise game. If I want to see something exciting and we haven't seen it before, I'm going Pappenhausen, right? If I'm going safety, I'm going Dylan Edwards. And I'm picking Moses and Cleary all day. Like you said, Queensland never cared about a number. They just wanted to see these players play, and look what they did, bro. Yeah. They mangled us for years and years and years, and mangling is a big word. All right, boys, Waz versus the Newcastle Knights. Just quickly,
yeah,
the
Waz win, 26-12.
It was a very boring game.
Walla Pooslinger.
I don't even remember.
Notable, Walla Pooslinger.
The only notable thing out of that game is the fact that Dan Nelso didn't have to run 20 kilometres.
Okay,
boys. He still had to run quite a bit.
He had to run 16.
You know what's interesting about this? Waz are in the top four.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they still in the top four? They should still be in the top four.
Yeah, they are.
Nothing's changed. They're third. Unbelievable result for them because
I love you, Waz.
After you watch the first two games, you're like, wooden spoon. And now.
They haven't lost at home, I don't think.
Nope. Yeah. Hey, listen, bro. It's the Bunty effect. You've only lost one game since Bunty came in. It was against Melbourne. You didn't bring him on to the second half. So
it's all about Bunty.
Bring on Bunty earlier, you dumb dogs, and you'll win games by more. Because when Bunty came on against Melbourne, they won. From when Bunty came on.
It's the Bunty effect, cuz.
I'm telling you,
like,
bro. Maybe Bunting.
Boys,
but good on you, man. Because, look, the Wilds have a very, very high very, very high floor, very, very low ceiling. As long as they play solid,
they'll be good.
They're going to beat a lot of the shit teams, but it's when a good team is there on their day, they're going to be the teams that they're going to struggle against. Until at least round 11, when they get everyone back. Because Watene hasn't played this year, Rogers back round 11, Watene's back round 10, Fisher-Harris back round 11. So that's when I'm going to look at them, I'm going to see...
And what they really are.
Full strength, bro.
And they versus the Dolphins, that could be it.
They're going to nick the Dolphins.
Boys, Storms and Souths. Nick. Wasn't the outcome many expected, and Melbourne just—I don't know.
My goodness, bro! They just couldn't. They just—the finishing touch was not there.
It was not there.
They are missing Harry Grant so much. The first 5 minutes, my goodness.
I captain Pappenhausen for this year. The first 5 minutes.
So did I.
I'm like, Pappenhausen looks so good. He was just running everywhere. His mullet was flicking everywhere. And then, he did pretty good for the game. And then he gets Simbin at the end. I was like, fucking spewing, bro. There goes my super coach. There goes my double points in super coach. So, Melbourne should have won by more, definitely.
Definitely, dude. That's so much ball. Again, it was like the Dragons game where they just couldn't get that finishing touch. Dude, they have missed Harry Grant so much the last 2 weeks. They need that guy to come back ASAP.
When's he back round 10?
Yeah.
The time I heard that, he was overrated.
Thorm,
it's crazy.
Bronson Thorm is...
Bronson Garlic. Bronson Thorm.
Bronson Thorm, he's just not it, lad. He's just not Harry Grant. And Tyron Wishart, they can try all they want to make him Harry Grant, but he's not Harry Grant.
Not even off Wish, isn't Harry Grant. Yeah. I don't know, bro. All I know is he's turning into a proper South supporter.
Yeah, I love
proper
that
Souths
guy,
fan because he's lost his tooth.
Yeah,
the NRL physio reported it, and I was
that was funny,
good because usually it comes up, you're like, oh, what happened? There's an injury, you know.
I was so confused. I was like, it's not April Fool's. Like, what are we fucking doing here? Man. And I was like,
it's serious.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's genuine.
Yeah, because Hornsby, Ben
Hornsby,
Ben Hornsby,
Ben Hornsby, Ben Horny.
He did the presser. And he had, who do you have next to him? I can't remember who he had next to him.
No one.
No, I had Wyden with him.
Wallah, he played good.
Wyden played good.
He didn't
that's
play
probably
washed.
His best game I've seen him
yeah,
play.
Yeah, in for. A South jersey.
What do Melbourne do, bro? Because they're not playing as good as they should be. They need Harry Grant back, you reckon?
You know, they need Magic Round. That's going to be because they nick everyone at Magic Round.
Raiders.
Yeah, that's going to... The Raiders usually have their number.
I can't wait
they
to
play like the way they have... Like some of these games, dude, like where they're just not taking the game seriously for full 80. The Canberra Raiders are going to get them, dude. Yeah.
All right, boys. Next game. Anything else on Melbourne, really? Nothing
well,
really?
I just
expected more. We've
been getting the whole dogs haven't beaten a good team yet. They only beat the shit teams. Even though it's fucking Shark Park. That's a tough game, dude. Because losing to a worse team is worse than losing to a good team. Enough of this bullshit narrative.
I feel like someone has to put a full stop there.
I'll put the full stop.
I agree with that. The Panthers losing to the Titans is more
humiliating to me than losing to Storm.
It's it's a lot less understandable.
We lost to Storm by six in whatever round, and I was like, we're winning the comp. And then we got mopped by Dolphins.
Dude, they look beatable.
Yeah, but you, no matter what happens, you tell us you're winning the comp. Well, look, every 5 weeks,
we're still winning the comp.
You see us get loose 70-0. We're winning the comp.
You're winning the spoon, bro. That's what you're gonna win.
Honestly, we're gonna speak about you.
Listen,
I'm trying to save my energy.
They look beatable, the Storm.
That's what I'm saying. They look human, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's some weaknesses. A lot more weaknesses I'm seeing in the Melbourne team than I'm seeing in my own team.
That's what I'm saying. I've been saying this for. I fear the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know me? And I know the Broncos beat us, but I didn't fear them.
We got the Raiders in 2 weeks with none of these forwards, dude. That's going to be a tough one.
I'm scared of the
Raiders.
I think
we're losing that one. That game scares me, bro. I think we're losing that one.
All right, boys, let's move on. Cowboys, Titans. What a choke job from the Titans. What the hell happened?
I was at my mate's house.
I was happy because I tipped Cowboys.
Well, I tipped Cowboys too, but I'm watching and I'm like, oh, there's another one from the Titans. Oh, they're vibing. Oh, we have them next week. Fuck. Oh, no, they won't win next week because they're winning this week. And then I look at the Donnie. I get a message from Donnie Sports, and they got that fucking whistling ad on the fucking at the game. And he's like, I feel you. And then he didn't feel me because instead of losing, his team put fucking 44 points in one half. 38 straight points.
What's the problem with the Titans?
Everything.
Injuries,
obviously, but even at full strength, they probably lose this game because
because they always do this. There's just no heart.
They got no dog in them. Zero dog. Except Tino. Tino and Bo Firma. That's it.
Yeah, Bo Firma's been on a roll.
I used to run a muck on that guy. The only fucking consistent. Little fucking shining light that they have is Bo Firma.
He's consistently every week, basically. Well,
that poor bloke, he's come back from an ACL and he's better.
And how about Tino's Tom Brady pass?
Oh, that was fucked. Tino's a gun, but
Tom Brady, LeBron James.
I think they could both play Origin.
Tino and Bo Firma.
Oh, Tino.
Bo Firma's a Queenslander, yeah?
Both of them are.
Fuck, man. He's got the Queenslander like
high. I think he was in line for the Queensland job before he got ACL tear.
That's painful, bro. But yeah, that forward pass was bad. The Cowboys are now 4 in a row on a win streak.
Good on him.
Do you think...
King Deej, bro. I told you, he's not going to be that bad.
Do you think the Titans will get the spoon?
No.
And do you think Cowboys will make the 8?
Potentially.
No.
They just don't have the forward pack for me.
I think they get found out later in the season.
This was the Tom Dearden game. 5 fucking assists, 200 metres.
He's unbelievable, bro.
Well, this was the game he arrived, like, properly.
You know, Broncos would have never had to get Ben Hunt if they just kept him.
Yeah.
And he would have been playing 6, and he would have Adam Reynolds at 7. That's a premiership winning.
They would have won.
They would have won a comp, because...
But in their mind, they had Ezra Mamm.
Yeah, I know, man, but fucking Dearden. Oh, we had this.
Isn't he close to coming back?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Ezra Mann's back in 2 weeks.
No, after this week,
honestly,
he's back.
If I'm whoever in charge of in the NRL, I would never let Ezra Mann play this year, bro. Wallah. I think what he done is just, and I know it's not topic. We're not meant to be talking about this now, but what he did was crazy, bro. Yeah, you can't do that shit. So
he's back in 2 weeks.
So I don't know.
But Tommy's better anyway. And I honestly,
we said this last year. We had this argument. Honestly,
like the Queensland have a bit of a fucking conundrum.
A good one.
Because I think I'm picking Tom over Cam.
Munster?
Yeah. You gotta go to the next generation, my bro. I know Cam is like Darren Lockie in Origin. Cam is one of the best Origin players to ever play. For both teams.
It doesn't matter how much you compliment him, bro. You can't take that spot away from him,
but
bro.
But he's getting up there in age now.
Yeah, I know, but...
He's getting some injuries. Is he better than Tom?
I think he is, bro.
I don't know. I don't know anymore, man.
Like, as overall, he's better, obviously.
I'm not talking about
career and all that. Like,
I'm not talking about career. I'm talking about now.
Form?
Now, dude. Yeah. Tom Dearden was the best 6 in the comp last year, dude.
I know, bro, but it's Cam.
He was the best 6 in the comp last year.
It's Cam, Money Dog Munster.
If Cam was playing last year, would he be the best 6?
Who, sorry?
If Cam was playing last year a whole season, would he be the best 6?
Nah, because Melbourne, even though they made
the Tom Dearden's better.
Tom Dearden is better, yeah. That's the thing. I'm not having it. I can't put him over.
Tommy, for a guy his size, tackles like he's a fucking back rower, dude.
So if you're buying someone for your team,
right now, I'll pick a Tom Dearden.
That's it. Okay.
But this isn't for the... Because you got to factor in the future if you're doing
same
that.
Same age, same but income. Who are you picking?
Same super contribution.
Who are you picking? Same age, same
income. Halak now? What do you mean same age?
Like, as in same age? They're both in their prime.
I'm picking Cam. Okay. Fucking... But Cam's 31, 32.
He's not old, bro.
But it's the reputation. He's not going to get picked.
Yeah, I know, but fuck, there's a conversation to be had here.
Yeah, there is a conversation. Like, definitely within the next few years.
I'm leaning towards Tom.
Give it 2 years.
Because I feel like Tom...
I think next year... I will agree with you.
If your team's on the back foot, I feel like Tom's better.
If Tom was on a better team, maybe he would be like...
Dude, you switch him. You switch the two. Are the Cowboys better? I don't think so. Because they rely on Tom a lot. I don't know if Cam Munster can handle that level of workload. But you put Tom on... fucking on the storm, wallah, they might be better.
Big conversation.
Bro, you're looking at one of the biggest fucking Cam Munster Glazers ever.
No, but I agree with what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Like, I would spell his name Munster. like when so I on my old OJ glaze. Videos, like extra glaze cuz. Because he was the month's superstar.
Every time I hear glaze, I think of Jamie Sowell being angry about the word glaze.
Yeah, that's funny. That was a funny clip.
Anyway, we'll just have this conversation another conversation, time. I think that's a good conversation. Well,
around Origin
it's
time.
A great question. Around Origin, we're going to speak about that more. But Tommy Dearden is fucking unbelievable. And he's going to grow into become one of Queensland's best, bro.
He's a mad player.
He's a great player. Boys, anything else to say about the Cowboys? Before we move on to the meow, 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 last place, Penrith Panthers. Honestly, Flexi, wallah, I'm disappointed in yous. I tipped yous. I'm like, they won last week.
The shop is a Manyukba.
Yeah.
Then I'll be honest. Like,
I had so many fans coming up to me, like Manly and Penrith. They're like, look.
Yeah.
You guys were never going to win that game, but it was a terrible reffing. It was a terrible reffing game.
I knew what was happening.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what the first fucking bit of...
Look, a lot of people give... Exactly what a the lot first thing of, a lot of people give flack to Blaze Talangi. I want to say I thought he showed hard out there. They kept running at him. Every time, they kept going down that edge. And I knew, Garrett, if anyone that knows anyone knew that side was going to score a try. But Garrick was always going to score anyway. But especially on that side, you know, we were very.
Was that Casey McLean and Jenkins side?
Yeah. And then Blaze on the side as well. But they kept running at Blaze. Like, he kept making tackles. He did miss a few, and like, he still has a lot to work on. But overall, I was happy with his performance. You know, he's improving slowly. He needs to obviously. People that say that Jack Cole needs to go into that position, I disagree. We need to keep the chemistry. And the issue is, a lot of people have been going into my comments, because obviously when Penrith lose, everyone... My phone goes into like supersonic mode, I swear.
I share your shit straight away.
Bro.
How do you think I feel?
Like with the Bulldogs, I couldn't imagine. But
I'm so happy
everyone's
I'm not
saying,
famous.
Sack Ivan, Jack Cole needs to go in, like... Hold the phone. Hold the fucking phone.
Smack Cole. That bloke is not doing better than Blaze. Let me tell
you. Blaze Talangi. The thing that Blaze Talangi has is that X factor. Everyone was saying, oh, Jerome Luai is the guy. Jerome Luai was the real masterpiece. Jerome Luai was the missing piece. Look, we missed Jerome Luai, but he wasn't everything, right? Nathan Cleary is still Nathan Cleary. And just because Jerome Luai is not there is... He's not Nathan Cleary. What has happened to the Panthers is we've become predictable. We have become to a point where we don't have that massive secondary four premiership winner half anymore. We don't have a guy that is unpredictable and that can carry the same load as Nathan Cleary. Jack Cole, obviously, he's serviceable, but Blaze Talangi needs to be the next... We need to rebuild around Blaze Talangi, because what is happening... And you've seen it in the Manly game, you've seen it in multiple games, and you'll see it all season, is that they're shutting down Nathan Cleary. And unfortunately, Blaze Talangi is not...
He's not at that level.
He's not at the level, and he's not experienced enough, and he doesn't have the chemistry with Nathan to make the plays that Jerome Luai has. Anyone that is 19 years old cannot do what Jerome Luai is, unless you're not even Lachie Galvin could do that, right? So what is happening to the Panthers is we've just lost our chemistry. And we've lost that experience. And it will take a few years. We're in rebuilding phase right now.
So I think what's wrong is Yuza are making so many errors.
And we're making...
And Yuza, like, there was one game where Cleary was forcing his hand to... Like, he was over-trying. And I get it, because he's the man. He's going to have to do something, because no one else is going
to
do it.
And I was saying this a few weeks ago, like, oh, Nathan Cleary needs to dumb down his game. No, that's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. When you... Because you got to... You as a half, get, like, we know that when everyone's on the same wavelength, he can do some fucking crazy shit, because they know, the player knows where they have to be, what route they have to run. Like, when he does those little chips over the tops and those grubbers and those insane kicks, the player has to be on the same page. He is playing with reserve grade level players. And who don't even know, they don't even know what Nathan Cleary is capable of.
They don't
of.
Fit in the system, bro, because
you have one good outside back right now. And this week you'll have two, but recently you've only had one.
Alamotti,
and the other three are absolute dog shit. Tom Jenkins,
I gotta say, Targo had a killer game.
Yeah, he had a good game this week, but all of the other fucking games were all
yeah. But he's like, he's got a fire under his ass now. We took him off.
Yeah, because he's been the worst one out of all.
Yeah, and look how he improved. He was the best one out there.
Yeah, but he's still shit.
There's still a ways to go, but
then you have Casey. Like, fuck me dead, how this cunt, he just doesn't fucking pass the ball. This
I don't know how he's still playing.
Well, I would have dropped him three times now if I was coach.
I'm surprised we're not using Kapoa. Like, Kapoa's just in Reggie's killing it.
I see Kapoa, like Tigers Kapoa. Ugh.
We also have Luke Garner. We also have Luke Garner.
Because you've got to play Luke Garner there.
Yeah, well, Luke Garner, I think, is going to be the full fit.
Because Kapoa, because I don't think this bloke knows what he's getting himself into, bro. My uncle.
He's been killing.
Well, my uncle would gin every time he saw Kapoa on the Tigers team sheet. My uncle doesn't gin about anyone. But Kapoa gave this bloke PTSD, because it's taken years off his life.
Errors.
But you're better off giving him a run than probably McLean.
Yeah. I agree. Or Tom Jenkins.
But the thing is you the reason why... Was it Andrew Johns that says he has to dumb down his game?
I don't know.
It was one of them.
A good half, right? Said that. Freddie or someone. Oh. Because he has to dumb down his game because the people around him are dumb.
Look,
and they can't comprehend the shit he can do.
See, my issue is with the Panthers is the players have got the jersey and think they're going to be great. They haven't worked for it. They haven't earned it. And it's that entitlement that is costing us. They put on the Panthers jersey and go, oh, we're just going to automatically be great without putting in the work.
They're missing Tarifa as well, Wallah.
No.
Yeah, because the value over replacement player is Amanyuk. If they don't have Brian Toto, there's no depth anymore.
Yeah, it's done.
It's Leroy Jenkins.
Bronto should be back next week, yeah?
He's back this week.
I think he's back this week. Yeah. Back which will be week. Massive.
It that is going to be huge for them.
I was disappointed. I don't think
he's
going to be huge for them.
But the issue is, we also haven't had a full squad. Like, Sorensen's taking...
Yeah, but you don't finish last. You're not finished. You don't be last.
You know what's funny? The press conference. And Ivan Cleary just goes, 17's just a number, pretty much. Yeah. Like, that's what he's saying. It's like, I don't know why it's a talking point, but I guess it is.
Anyway, I was disappointed because I tipped Penrith thinking they're going to bounce back.
Everyone's Penrith. We're favourites again. This is the first
There's
time.
There's no way you're favourites.
We're $2.
Against Brisbane?
Against $1.80 to $2.
I reckon they'll beat Brisbane. I reckon they're going to beat
Brisbane. We don't have players. No. We don't have players,
Adam,
man.
Adam,
so you're humbled
Adam,
now.
Adam,
injuries.
Adam Reynolds Brian,
we've been humbled for fucking all year.
Adam Reynolds messaged me. He's winning.
He messaged him because...
And guess what, Flax?
Go.
Guess what? They're going to get nicked. It's going to be 20-0 at halftime and that fucking ad's going to come on. He's going to be next to me. He's going to fucking cough it. That's a TikTok right there. I'm telling you right now.
You just have to do the TikTok. Well, like, I won't be there, so he's going to do it for me.
I'm here, like, telling you what's happening. I'm predicting the future.
Man, you know what? Because I posted my own grievances about it this week. It happened at full time to me and I posted it. I was pissed off and...
Their pillow's gonna be hot, mate.
Their pillow better be fucking on lava.
Let's speak about Manly because Tommy Turbo's back. As soon as he's back, they start winning. They start playing well. I swear, I seen him limp off. I don't know if this brother's gonna stay fit for another game.
He's sweet lad, didn't you see him? Love my brothers.
Love me brothers.
Hey, shout out to Ruben Garrick. I knew you were scoring today. I never put $100 on anyone to score. I bought $100 on you to score, and you cashed me in 6 minutes in. Fuck, I love you.
What a way to start the game, huh?
But I was at my mate's party, and I was like, and they all knew. And I just see this white figure, because I was watching on a very small TV outside. And I just see this white, like, figure just crossing the line. And then it zooms in and it's fucking Scarface, man. I love you, Ruben Garrick. Have you ever seen him walk into an elevator?
Oh,
he's maximum.
Oh, I've seen that video. Because
that made Manny worldwide, cuz. That was the biggest male thirst trap Instagram's ever seen.
Was it?
Because it got like a million likes on Insta.
Oof.
Bro, the women, that was a female thirst trap if I've ever seen one, dude.
And it worked.
Shout out to them.
2 million on Insta, dude.
Shout out to the Manly.
And
show me the video.
Cuz, look at Ruben, lad. Look at how he walks. Cuz, they were cookie. Like, fucking.
Yeah, the Ruben Gary Glaze.
Ruben's the first one. It's like stopping an elevator, how you do it, whether you have aura or not. And cuz
I've seen this.
The women were fiending over Ruben and Tommy, dude.
Yeah, it actually went viral.
2 million, like, that's fucking worldwide, cuz. And the whole comment section, it's not NRL shit. They're like, all the women are like, where's this office? How do I sign up?
Look at Jason Saab, Fine Shit Academy.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta love them. They got some good guys there, man.
Nah, they do have.
I reckon Tommy Tillau's a sick cunt, bro. I reckon he's funny as fuck, dude. Because I just watch him play and he just makes me laugh.
Makes you laugh. And he's always
and
that.
It's good
he's
to
never
see
serious.
Him back there, bro. Back in the team.
Boys, last question before we move on is: am I gonna be proven right? Penrith Panthers, are they gonna make the eight?
Yes, we're making the eight. Just stop giving me those faces. We are making the eight.
This is the first week I'm starting to doubt.
I've doubted for a while.
Look, I've ruled, mate, we're three games.
Three
games out of the eight.
Yeah.
And you're going to lose this
and
week.
And you're going to lose the week after.
I'm starting to have some doubts.
Mate,
and then you're going to lose. I'm starting to have some doubts.
Look, I will say this.
We're not making top four.
I will give you.
What are you talking about top four? What are you talking? It's like.
Did you just say they're gonna?
It's like
top
Newtown
four?
Jets. It's like Newtown Jets saying we're gonna make the top eight in rugby league and they're in the fucking lower league.
Mate, I'm telling you, we're not gonna make the top four, but we're making the eight.
I sadly disagree with you.
All I'm gonna say is that all the fans that are saying sack Ivan, shut the fuck up.
No, you don't sack a four-time premiership. Bro, relax. You know what you do to those people. Hey, wake up. Think about what you're saying, Khan. Think about it.
You don't sack Pep Guardiola. You just can't. You went four in a row, cuz. You just can't do that.
All right. Yeah. Happy birthday, Yaya Toure.
If you know, you know. Boys, Raiders, Dolphins, quickly before we move on to the last game. Listen.
You even had me tricked, you dog.
Let me tell him.
You even had me tricked.
Let me tell him. Fred, I got an message that shocked my life, right? It read, man, the Dolphins might be proving me wrong. I might be wrong. And then after like 20 minutes, like, never mind. Fred's right again. And tell them why. Because they actually were impressive in the first half.
Some of these tries were full hectic.
They were unbelievable.
That last one was insane. I'm like, fuck me. They're just in the flow state.
They're having fun.
They're in the flow state.
And then
everything. Boom. Jamal Fogarty comes. And Jamal Fogarty conquers.
Raiders are four in a row now.
Good on them, bro.
Whoever won
that one was going to be four in a row.
Wow.
So
and Joe is becoming a fortress. Because Ricky needs his flair as Wallah. We all
Wallah,
look at his squad.
Ricky.
We love Ricky and he does have a go, but
bro, they're third, man.
But they're third, cuz. Like, that's insane.
I love you, Ricky, cuz. Play
have they had a boy?
Hard.
Have they won 5-6?
They've won five. Wallah, they've played seven games.
I think I had the Raiders so low on my ladder.
They've had a bye.
I swear I had them so low. Respect, my boys.
Isn't that crazy how different it is?
Respect. Like, Matty Nicholson, dog.
Yeah, he's a proper dog.
Fucking Hudson Young,
dog.
Dog. Tommy Starling,
dog.
Sebastian Chris, big dog.
Tamale.
Ranger.
Tamale.
Savelio Tamale, my bro. What were the Dragons thinking, my bro? I know. You know what they were fucking.
Bit of a.
I can't whistle.
Flanagan is zinning.
Yeah. Good job, Savelio. I was hearing people say they're gonna give the spot back to Hopper Whitey. You know what you said? You know what you said, Tamale? You said this. Fucking take it. My spot, lad. My spot. I'm the new Rapana now. Cause that try he scored was fucking. They were on doors. Cause fucking Sebastian Chris, he was this close. He was floating in the air, cause.
You don't know how much.
What a bunch of fucking dogs.
Fred hates Dolphins.
Atta Mariota, dog. He's Josh Papali.
Raiders and five. All right, boys. Tigers, Sharks.
Wait, wait, wait.
Why? You want to move on?
Suck the Dolphins. I got no voice.
All right, boys. Last game before we wrap up and give our tips. Tigers and Sharks. Now, this is probably...
What I told you...
This is probably game of the round.
What I told you... What did I tell you, bro? Fucking Tigers 1-12.
Yeah, I tipped Tigers. I tipped Tigers.
No, no, I said it, man.
No, I tipped Tigers.
You got it wrong. Bitch.
No, I said Sharks.
He said...
Yeah, I said Sharks.
I said
Sharks, like Sharks.
The power of Jerome.
Boys. Sharks should have won.
Power of Jerome.
Boys.
Boys, power of Jerome.
Sharks. Listen to me.
My dog. he went off with the HIA. They fucking fell apart, dude.
Listen, this was probably game of the round. Wallah. This was a good game, bro.
Hell game was game of the round.
Hell.
Because Broncos fucking were amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't mean...
but game this of the is round, a mad game. Yeah, at Leichhardt.
A tight game is game of the round, not 38 in the first half.
No, but then also the Dolphins game.
That was a good game too, straight out. It's between them two. But man, the Tigers were Terrell May.
Wallah. Have a word. Let's have a word. If he's not starting next to Payne Haas, there's some wiring loose, man.
You reckon the Roosters are spewing?
Cuz, what do you mean?
You reckon Gus is spewing?
They let go of no. I think Gus is okay. I told you, they don't care about the player.
There's something to it.
They care about the question marks. They don't want the risk. There must be low risk. But obviously, we're jinning a bit because look how good he's playing. Like, he's playing at Payne Haas level.
And he could have been a dog, bro.
Could have been a dog. Imagine how good we'd be with him.
Oh, fuck.
But hopefully, Leo is, like, we can get the best out of Leo because Newcastle are not.
Hopefully, we can get him early, bro.
I would love to get him early. But I don't think
it's not going to happen, but...
But, well, we let fucking Kalema 3 years early go to them and they don't want to give us some return the favour. Manuk.
Second. Anyway, they're coming last. Lockie Galvin.
Good on him, dude.
He came back and we
won. He won. We were wrong.
We were wrong. We were like, me and you were like, I don't know how he gets back. You're like, he's never coming back.
No, I think he got put in because Finu didn't pass the fitness test. Latu Finu.
I think he was always going to play again.
But I think maybe they gave him a rest to get him away from all the noise, you know. And I didn't hear any Tigers fans booing because they were playing the bloody Transformers fucking... Like, Descent to Earth fucking song. How could you... Like, I don't care about what's going on. I'm just vibing to fucking the Transformers thing. that arena... Yeah, okay. But then they were not booing when he set when up he the first try with a two-meter forward. And then when he one-on-one tackled Tom Hazelton within dick suck range of the try line. Like, that is... That won him the game. Because Tom Hazelton, for all money, scoring there.
I think
they had him shot to bits. Lockie Galvin, 19-year-old fucking dog. One-legged fucking tackle, lad. What a sick cunt.
Your voice is so gone, but when you say dog, I can hear all your voice.
Dog! What a sick cunt, Lockie.
But listen, it's better. It's the better option for the Tigers to... And we're probably eating our words here. But it's a better option for the Tigers just use him, bro. As much as they can.
They can make the eight.
They can make the eight, bro. Wallah, look, they've won 50% of their games so far.
Because what? They're coming ninth. Wallah, I swear to you.
Like, they're in a good spot.
I swear to you. If you ask the Tigers fan, like, think of the player the Tigers hate the most. Fucking James Tedesco, Aaron Woods, whatever. Whoever done them the most dirty. Because the player that the Tigers fans hate the most, if you said, they come back, but you make the and you make the eight, they would say, yeah. So they don't care. They just want to give him something.
No, but what do you mean? Because it's not just about an individual. It's about a collective achievement. Right? They're making the eight after how long?
Make the eight, lad. Now, listen, what you got to do to make the eight.
Now, the reason why they won, I'll give you the reason why they won, is because Nico Hines is nowhere near what he should be ranked as, what he should be paid as, what he should be looked at, what he should be viewed at. Right? Now, they could all be the same, mean the same thing. But he is, even against us last year, as soon as he was kicking the field goal, I was like, we have won the game. He's got no balls, cuz.
No, cuz. He didn't.
Why did Trindle? Why did he hit it
off the post? Why it was very, very close.
Nearly kicked it from 50
I don't care. Kick it again, bro. Why is Trindle kicking? Kick it again.
He kicked it twice.
Bro, you're fucking Nico Hines. Trindle, you fucking air.
Trindle and Atkinson were more to blame than fucking Nico Hines in this one, bro. Cuz
you got to be clutch,
Trindle
brother.
Was fucking dog shit.
You got to be fucking clutch, bro.
Nah, bro.
You got to be fucking clutch.
I'm not blaming this one on Nico.
I've had enough. All I've had enough. I'm not blaming on Nico. All right, don't blame it on him. But take the fucking game by its neck,
but
bro.
He kicked it kept getting charged down because he
kick it properly. What the fuck?
What do you mean? He's kicking it properly.
fuck, Chacho, kick the fucking miss? Thing properly.
Did he miss?
He passed it, got did the he ball. Miss? He had the opportunity to kick it.
Did he miss?
No, he hit the bar or whatever it is.
No, no, from 50 out. He missed, yeah. The ones that were close, did he miss?
I don't know.
No, they hit the fucking player.
You gotta fucking score it, cuz. I didn't give a fuck.
Cuz, what do you mean?
Your name
the
has
player
to be written
is
on
blocking it. Should he be standing further back?
Player. Would he passed it to Trindle. Back? Kick the fucking
because
ball.
He's fucking nowhere near the defender and the cunt missed.
Oh, let me kick a field goal. They didn't even missed. Fucking. Trindle's one was even worse.
That's what I'm saying.
It's even worse.
But his one was open.
I never have to wind you up because he has to play fullback.
His one was open. An 80 Will Kennedy, bro. Fucking 6 Dalian points for that. No. He didn't get 6 down in, but he's the new Nico Hines. Like, there is something, they're in love with Sharks players. Will Kennedy leading down in. He does every for every try he sets up or scores. Bro. For every try he sets up and scores, he fucking lets one in, bro.
Fuck, I was trying to roll him up. I'm drained now, cuz.
You can never roll me out. I will always. Did. War of attrition.
What is it? It's like, that's my secret. I'm always angry. That's yeah. You, bro.
6 down in points for Will Kennedy.
He had a good game though. That line break,
bro.
That
no.
run, he broke.
One run, and one support play.
But it wasn't his fault. They lost the game.
What do you mean? He doesn't want to catch a bomb.
I think the Sharks are overrated, bro. Wallah, and I've said this for a long time. They can hurt us at Shark Park, and we beat them there, bro. I don't rate them at all. Maybe they pick up their shit at the end of the year.
They will.
But they need to really, really do something about this because they need ice games. Yeah, up to Tigers, Wallah. Tigers are doing unbelievable. Shout out to Benji, bro. Shout out to Benji. He needs a big
I love you, Benji.
Clearly, he's...
A few weeks ago, you said by round 8, they should win minimum 50% of the game.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're in trouble. That's why I marked that
down. The Tigers?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you said.
Because now it gets
and
hard.
They currently are at 50%.
Go to Tigers.
Boys, last thing. Anything else? Anyone want to speak about anything else? I really don't want to speak about that. Simbin, Wallah, it's just going to drain the shit out of me.
Wallah, We're not talking about it. We already spoke about it.
All right, you know, we do our tips, boys.
Yeah.
He's ready to go with our tips.
Yeah, let's go. Magic right. Round. Probably
me and Flexi will be there.
Can we just talk about how, like,
no,
terrible the games are? Like, give us some good marquee
for
games.
For Magic Round?
For Magic Round. Like, this is probably going to be the weakest lineup. I'd say the best game could have been Penrith
if
Broncos if
shit,
we weren't shit.
If you weren't shit.
Storm Raiders is probably
that's
all right.
What do you mean it's a mad game?
But then Titans Dogs.
Like Tigers
Dogs.
Dragons is a good game.
No, yeah, this year, but
Warriors Cowboys.
That's sick. What are you fucking talking
I don't
about?
Warriors Cowboys in New Zealand.
They could have been better games.
That's a mad game.
The
Roosters always lose.
Bro, Wallahi, here, that South Sydney Newcastle game, I think I'm gonna just
wait,
vomit.
I'm gonna drink
my own vomit.
Oh, I think we're skipping that one.
We might be sleeping in on that one.
I skipped one game last year, was Newcastle Titans, and I might skip this one.
Alright, boys, let's go.
What if we miss it and Ponga actually arrives?
Do you reckon?
Like, I might go to watch Ponga.
You know what we should do?
I need him to get me on Supercoach, bro. He keeps sneaking.
You know what we should do? If Knights lose, we should all run with Nilsa around around Suncorp Stadium.
I'm gonna be there. You just can do it on my behalf.
That should
boys.
Be the go.
Yeah, I'm going to that because I want to watch him with Nilsa.
All right, boys. Well, Fred and Flax will be there. So if he's want to go, say hello, take a picture, whatever he's want to do. The boys will be there in full flight. They love Magic Round. I'm once again missing out on this. I'm very upset, but it is what it is. Cronulla and Para, boys, what do we think? 6 p.m. Friday.
I'm so stuck.
This is Parramatta a tough game.
I'm thinking Parramatta, but Parramatta are ass at Magic Round, but they're always versing Melbourne.
And they got Moses, though.
And Sharks are always, like, last year they were good at Magic Round.
I think Sharks will win this game, bro. Just tough, you lose to the Tigers, like that.
I think their forward pack's going to be very hard to stop. I'm going to go Sharks 1-12.
I'm going to go Sharks 1-12 to Flax.
Eels 1-12. I think Moses there.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards them, but I'm going to go Sharks.
I'm going to go Sharks confidently. Roosters and Dolphins.
I'm going to go the Dolphins 1-12.
This is going to be a good game, to be honest.
It's always a good
this
game.
Could like, yeah, this could be like, yeah,
this was the Dolphins'
game.
First game.
Do Roosters
game.
Have any players here? Or like suspension?
Yes, lots of them.
Who?
Brandon Smith.
There's a few others. Is it Collins still out?
Huh?
Is Collins still out?
Yeah. No, Lindsay Collins. I think Nat's out. Nat Butcher.
Still give me Roosters 1-12. I think
Sam
it was still
Walker.
Roosters will be up for it.
I think Roosters will win this
one. Chad Townsend's out.
What's the weather meant to be like,
Chad Townsend's out, like, but voluntarily.
All right, boys. Rabbitohs, Newcastle.
Please, look, I actually want to know.
Hold on. Let me pull up the weather for...
Because I actually want to know if it's going to rain or not. Because last 2 years ago, it was like a sunny day.
Oh, it's meant to be raining on Friday.
Biblical floods, like
55% chance of thunderstorms on Friday. So sunny on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday. That's so, give me the Roosters. Give me the Roosters.
I'm going Dolphins 1-12.
Roosters 1-12. Boys, Rabbitohs, Newcastle.
I'm going to go Newcastle 1-12.
I'm going to go Rabbitohs 1-12.
Rabbitohs 1-12.
Waz, Cowboys.
This is a tough one. I'm going to back my boys. Waz 1-12.
I'm going Cowboys 13 plus.
This one's tough. What usually, you know what? I'm going to go Warriors purely because the crowd gets behind the Waz every time.
Waz will have more fans than Cowboys. I'm telling you.
Everyone that's not a Waz fan is a Waz fan for that game.
Yeah.
Bro, no, like they last year they beat them. They Magic killed us. And they had so many people out.
They had their B team, like, and B teams being nice. Like, yeah. they didn't have SJ, they didn't have any of their...
But man, the fans really get behind
them. That last SJ season was magical, eh? There was, like, so much bangers from him.
It was a magical season.
It was the second year.
When was the year where they beat the Sharks in that epic comeback game?
Yeah, that was the top four year. Yeah,
that was a mad season for him. Warriors, Cowboys, so you said Waz?
Waz.
Cowboys 13 plus. Tigers, Dragons. That's a big... That's a good game, bro.
This bloke's retarded.
Yeah, I don't know where you were.
Fuck.
Even if he's a
shit. It's only good because of the way the draw has been, I think. But there could have been... If you looked at this draw at the beginning of the season, you would have thought, fuck.
I'm going to back the Tigers 1-12.
Okay, fair play. I'm going to back the Tigers 13 plus.
Is there any outs? Like, suspensions?
No, we don't really know, to be honest.
Give me the Tigers on the 12.
Yeah, okay. They're two pretty mid-teams, dude. Yeah, the Dragons, they've beaten them at Magic Round 2. Yeah.
Titans.
Wait, no, there was... No, they lost to the Tigers 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, Ben Hunt at the end. Like, Then they had the bye last year.
Boys, Titans and the Bulldogs. How are we feeling? What are we doing?
I'm thinking about back to the Dogs. I
think as well.
Hopefully.
I'm humble now again.
If Matt played, this would have been the easiest one to, like, Dogs 13 plus. I think they're going to want to bounce back too because I think Dez's job might be on the line here.
Dez's job's not on the line.
It's definitely on the line. I'm going to go Dogs 1-12.
Adam O'Brien's job's on the line.
Do we think if they don't win, how long does Adam O'Brien have real quick?
Also, who would have got sacked this week?
Yeah, I would have sacked him this week. But I probably would have sacked him 2 years ago. They don't want to pay the $2 million,
bro. Voila.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to wait.
I think that's why.
We'll get the spoon. It doesn't matter. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go Bulldogs 1-12 in the most humble way. If Titans beat us, I'm not surprised.
Got me crazy. I'm going Dogs 13 plus.
That's fine. Pack is gonna be monumental. Yeah, we got some dog in us, bro.
Because Serato had these boys in that video room. They're probably still rewatching footage from that game.
Look,
what are you wrong here? Because we said in the press conference, a lot of individuals weren't playing as a team. Because our whole thing has been lately, we're playing as a team.
It's disjointed than what we were.
It was, but it was so bad, bro.
Back to basics. Back to the shit that got us into where we are now.
That's a good point.
Give us
momentum for us.
I don't see us just falling off a cliff there.
No. But we'll lose the week after.
Yeah.
To Raiders.
So what are you saying? Titans, Bulldogs, bro?
Bulldogs 1-12.
1-12 Bulldogs.
I'm
going
to go Dogs 1-12 as well. Penrith and Broncos.
Sorry, bro. Broncos 13 plus. They're going to play the same lineup too.
I think this is going to be...
You're going to get nicked, bro.
I think this is going to be Broncos 1-12, bro. I don't think 13 plus. I think 1-12.
Can you just imagine what Katoni's going to do to them?
Yeah, that edge is going to be...
Cause he's gonna get nicked, bro.
He's gonna bump that edge, bro.
You're gonna fuck. You're lucky you're with us, but maybe you're unlucky you're with us.
Panthers 13 plus.
Just don't entertain the rage, mate.
No. I'm telling you.
Shake his hand.
Brian Totter.
Double
back this week.
Double.
Our attack. He's
gonna injure everyone.
No, he's gonna kill us.
He's gonna injure.
Brian Toll's back. We should have Luke Garner back. I think our only issue is the fact that we don't have Mitch Kenny. He's been a big vital part. Shut the fuck up. He's been a big vital part of our team, and that he's the only
Mitch Kenny being in our team, I think we win last week.
Hey, Jerome on my stream picked Penrith to win. He's backing his boys.
He's so backing his boys,
maybe
bro.
He's onto something. He said, Biz is back, my bro.
Biz is back, bro. Biz is back.
All right, boys. Last one. Melbourne Raiders. This is going to be game of the round. Honestly, Wallah, I'm saying this and the Tigers-Dragons game, for me, it might be game of the round.
Surely Melbourne.
I think if there's a game that Melbourne's going to show up to, it's this one. But they just have their number a little bit, the Raiders.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I'm thinking a little bit of a wake-up call for Melbourne, maybe coming, mate.
Oh, yeah, the Dolphins game was a wake-up
call? No. I think this will be a proper wake-up call. Bro, you know how much I rate Melbourne, yeah? But, dude, I think it's going to be Raiders 13+, dude. But, like, not a big 13+, but, like, but Raiders haven't lost at Magic Round before. Because they versus us every fucking year.
Yeah.
And they're our bogey team. I think they're going to beat Melbourne. And I think it's going to be a really defining victory for them. With Harry Grant, I think Melbourne win. But these are the teams that play really tough football. I think without Harry Grant, these are the teams they're going to miss him the most.
You're saying Raiders are going to win 5 in a row.
And I'm saying they're going to win 6 in a row.
So I think the Raiders are going to win this game 1-12. I'll tell you, it's either that or it's either Melbourne go by.
I think Storm 13+, they didn't play great at all.
That's your final call.
I think, yeah, because they just haven't played great. And I think they'll be up for it.
All right, boys, that's a wrap. Anything else you want to say?
Up the pin.
Enjoy Magic Round. Be safe. Everyone be safe. And say hello. Tag us on League Lads. Tag the boys. Shout us out. Do whatever he's got to do.
Don't be scared. He doesn't bite now.
He only bites me in flex.
No, bro. Like, ask anyone if they had a bad, except Cody Totes, if they had a bad experience with me. Totes, I'm sorry, dude. I just didn't know it was you because I was at Belmore looking for my mates. So sorry. I literally don't say no to photos. Like, I've been on the streets of Brisbane at 4 a.m. and someone's walked past me and realized it's me and I spoke to them for like 20 minutes. Good times are coming, boys. Yeah, I'm going to be... listen, everybody says this. You're way bigger than I thought you'd be. So I won't buy you.
Is that all for us today?
That's us, boys.
That's us. Love hope you guys have a good
evening.
I'm so tired, bro. Far out. Good night. Love you all. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.